Listen to part of a talk in a linguistics class.
We've been talking about the fact that nouns can be countable or uncountable. There can be a countable noun, such as book, and there can be an uncountable noun, such as happiness. Some nouns can also have both countable and uncountable meanings. One such noun is time. We can talk about one time, two times, or three times, which is a countable use of time. We can also say that we don't have enough time, which is an uncountable use of time. Okay, today I'd like to give you another example of this. Let's talk about the noun man. Do you think the noun man is countable or uncountable? Well, man is a countable noun when it's used in reference to one man or two men, and the noun man is usually used this way. But it can also be used in an uncountable way, as in the history of man. This is an uncountable use of the noun man, and it means, in general, something like humanity or mankind. Now for that example I promised you. Well, on July 20th, 1969, when Neil Armstrong became the first person to step on the moon, he transmitted the famous statement, "One small step for a man, one giant leap for mankind." In this statement, he was trying to say that when one man took a step on the moon, this step represented a giant leap forward for all of mankind. Unfortunately, however, when this statement was transmitted, the countable singular article A was inaudible. There was some sort of glitch in the transmission. Listeners on Earth thought that Armstrong said, "One small step for man," and the effect of the omission of the article A in front of man was to change the meaning from one countable singular man on the moon to the uncountable mass man representing all of humanity. The quote, as it was heard here on Earth, didn't make much sense because the one small step in the quotation was taken by a countable singular man on the moon rather than by all of humanity. Armstrong has indicated that he actually said, "One small step for a man," which makes more sense. But that's not what was heard here on Earth.